Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. So, what's going on at Funky Buddha, you may ask? Well, November 7th is Friday, correct? On Friday, It's Funky Buddha's next beer pairing dinner. And you know how Chef Jeff takes these beer pairing dinners very seriously, and his food choices and the pairings are phenomenal. Part of it, roasted butternut squash soup, grilled hanger steak with horseradish potato croquettes, house-made smoked duck pastrami. I mean, it's going to be a five-course beer pairing menu hosted by executive chef Jeff Vincent, and it's at Funky Buddha this Friday, and you can get tickets right now at funkybuddha.com. Now, in addition to that, what else is going on at Funky Buddha? Well, you know they invite everyone to watch the games there, and Saturday's college football, Sunday's pro football. You've got Miami and Buffalo on Sunday. Chef Jeff does Eat the Enemy. He creates a dish based around the opponent's city. And, of course, they're playing Buffalo. Miami's playing Buffalo on Sunday. They've played Buffalo once before, and they did Buffalo wings.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different this Sunday.
This is good.
This is really good. They are doing Buffalo balls, bison meatballs, tossed in buffalo sauce and topped with melted blue cheese.
Oh, goodness.
That's so legit sounding to me. That sounds so good.
I get hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I hear it, I get hungry.
Yeah, that sounds really good to me. What's going on at Funky Buddha tonight? Do we know? I got to look at their
Wednesday
Instagram. They're having Wednesday tonight?
Yeah, it's Wednesday tonight.
Let's see what's going on.
It's some poker or some...
Poker was yesterday. Oh, get a burger, get a free beer Wednesday.
That's right.
You go there, you get one of their burgers, you get a free beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, who doesn't want a free beer?
Nobody can say no to that.
I mean, who doesn't want a free beer? That's crazy talk. Happy birthday, Jerry Stackhouse.
Stack.
yes, Stack. So I said at the beginning of the show, and our listeners have done phenomenally well on this, I've had a long partnership with Tucker Duke's Lunchbox in Deerfield Beach. They make great food. They had the Hockman Burger in September. They're just very good partners there. Also very good community stewards. We raised a lot of money for Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation with the Hockman Burger. But one of the ladies who works at Tucker Duke's, who took great care of us, Crystal, she's super nice. She's been there a long time. Crystal is from Jamaica. Her family is in Jamaica. And her dad, she hadn't heard from him since Hurricane Melissa struck the island. And she finally heard from him yesterday. And she put up a GoFundMe because obviously everything was kind of ruined. And part of the GoFundMe says, I'm reaching out during a challenging time for my father, who resides in Castle Mountain, Westmoreland, Jamaica. Recently, Hurricane Melissa devastated the area, leaving my father and many others without homes, belongings, or a sense of security. And she goes on to write about her father on the GoFundMe. But she had texted me before we went on the air today. She said, you know, do you think you guys could help at all for this fundraiser? Because she's going to go to Jamaica, and she wants to bring some money and some goods and see if she can help her father and his community out as they try to rebuild from the hurricane. So I did put up on my Twitter account a link to Crystal's GoFundMe, and it is now at $750, which was her original goal. And I said to her, raise the goal. Let's try to get more, because I think everyone, you know, wants to help. And so she's raised it to 1.1, so $1,100. And I'm hoping by the time the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is over, we can hit that goal of 1.1. It's 5:06 right now. So go to my Twitter or Solana's Twitter, or you can text us 305-567-0560, and I'll send you a link to the GoFundMe. But Crystal, Tucker Dukes are great partners with us, and they listen to the station all the time. I love John, who owns Tucker Dukes, but Crystal's been there a long time, and she's a super nice woman. And obviously her family needs some help, and I thought hopefully the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana listeners could get together and help her, and we've done so, and let's help even more this final hour of the program. So my Twitter account, at Mark Hockman on Twitter, is where you can see the link to the GoFundMe.
You're a good dude, Hawk.
Well, we try to do good with this show occasionally. We probably should do more than we do, but every now and then we try to do some good. It'll be December before you know it. We're going to be at the Boys and Girls Club in Broward County before you know. I mean, it's literally going to be Christmas time before you know it. So
That's crazy. November.
It is crazy. All right, let's do headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Then we'll talk a little football with Zach Gelb. Headlines are brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Durrell Volkswagen or DurrellVolkswagen.com.
You brought up Tuan Russell as well, and I would like to remind everybody that November 15th, 10 days from today, is Tuan Russell's pickleball tournament.
Oh, are you in?
This is a direct challenge to you, Hawk, to you, Crowder, who's always talking smack. Oh. You guys going to sign up or what?
No, I'm out.
You're going to sign up? Crowder, you're talking smack all the time. I could beat you in anything. I'm more athletic than you. All right, November 15th, where are you at? Where are you at?
I'm a grown man with bills and challenges.
Okay.
What is November 15th? I feel like
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. November 15th is a Saturday.
There's a Canes game.
Right. This is at this is at 8 in the morning. The Canes
then I won't be able to stay up for the game.
I need to sleep.
I need my sleep, man. Yeah. Kidding me? Those games take a lot out of me.
All you dweebs out there hating on pickleball. Where you at?
Remind me, let's have Tuan on in the next couple of days, and we can talk a little pickleball.
Okay.
I'm off tomorrow, but Aronde's on tomorrow with you guys. He loves pickleball.
He does.
Yeah, so get on him a little bit.
I don't know where he was last year either.
No, get him on. Get on him a little bit. Let's go.
I will.
Throw out the gauntlet tomorrow.
You bringing a partner, Solana?
Yeah, I got my guy that I play with.
Was he got a handicap tag?
They get a head start in the score. You sneaky devil.
Does he play with his walker, or he puts that to the side when the game's going on?
That oxygen machine gets in the way every time, I heard. Serve.
The Miami Heat, they play basketball tonight. 9 p.m. in Denver. It's a big game.
This would be the difference between ending the road trip 1-3 and 500. Mm-hmm. That happens to be a big deal, I think.
Even if they end it 1-3, they lose tonight. They lose tonight. Let's just say they compete, but they end up losing. Mm-hmm. I would still say successful road trip. I'm not even kidding. I'm not giving a positive
what
spin.
In the world?
A 1-3 finish to the road trip would be a successful road trip.
You first 6 of 8 on the road. You played the first two on this road trip without Norman Powell, almost won both.
What are you doing?
Come on.
What are you doing?
What? I'm not kidding.
What would have been an unsuccessful road trip? 0-4?
0-4.
Anything better than 0-4 successful road trip?
Or having Norman Powell for all three of the first three games and losing all three of the first three games, and they didn't.
Jokic tonight, over-under is 24.5. Jamal Murray, 21.5. Norman Powell, 19.5. Bam, 19.5. Andrew Wiggins, 16.5. Triple J, 11.5. Oh, they've got Tim Hardaway Jr.?
They do.
They're loaded.
I'm going over. 8.5.
Hey, can the fast pace, can they run Jokic and tire him out? No. Just with the fast pacer, it don't mean nothing.
They run circles around him and get him confused.
It literally
like dizzy like him. A cartoon. It looked like birdies are flying over his head.
It doesn't matter what you do. The lumbering bear is just going to make you do whatever he wants you to do.
I didn't bet Josh Giddey double-double yesterday because I felt priced out at minus 175, even though not only did he have a double-double, which, I mean, early in the third quarter, he had a triple-double. I felt minus 175 was too much. Do you know what Nikola Jokic double-double is?
Minus. It has to be more because you bring it up. Minus 290. Minus 190.
Minus 1,000.
Minus 1,000.
Yeah.
Minus
1,000?
1,000. If you think Nikola Jokic is going to have a double-double tonight, you'd have to bet $1,000 to win $100.
Just let him score.
That
is everybody
nuts.
Else.
That is nuts.
He's averaging a triple-double.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, that is nuts.
All right, Bam's him, got Bam. Him. Bam's got him tonight. That's right. Bam's got him.
Get him, Bam.
KJ, Kasperis Jakučionis is questionable, so maybe he makes his debut
all right.
tonight. I'm looking forward to that, and we'll see if Khloé Ware is back in the starting lineup. Your
nope.
heat updates.
You don't think so?
No. They bench him all the time. They start him to bench him just that. Well, you know what? Spo might do it just to hurt his feelings. Start him and pull him after a minute and a half or something.
Hey, you're starting. You're up against it. Guard Jokic.
After tip off. Timeout. Terrible job. Come sit down.
That guy is a double double. What are you doing out there?
Panthers did lose yesterday, unfortunately. They gave up 7 goals, but they'll try to have a successful road trip as well. They play
sure.
the Kings tomorrow.
Our barometer for a successful road trip is very low. So whatever you do out there, we're good.
just steal a game somewhere and you had a hell of a trip.
Hey, Hardee's. Did you see this, Hawk? What Hardee's announced today?
I just got an Instagram DM from my son.
About
Hardee's? Oh, I sent it to you.
Sent it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see
the
that.
The Rizzler?
Yeah, the Rizzler.
Yeah.
Hardee's revealed the Rizzwich meal.
Yeah, Rizzler burger. I got to go get the Rizzler burger.
Rizzwich meal, Crowder, which has, quote, extra Rizz, Hardee's and the Rizzler's signature blend of flavor and swagger.
I love the Rizzler, and I can't imagine he would make a bad fast food burger.
Does it have a diabetes patch you can put on the back of your forearm?
Listen, hate all you want, man. Sign me up for the Rizzler burger.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he's eating a lot of these, I know, you know, young kid, but also definitely well-nourished. Juicy.
Nourished.
100% Angus beef patty. Mm. Melty American and Swiss cheeses. Crispy cherrywood smoked bacon. Sandwich between buttery toasted sourdough.
I love buttery man. Toasted sourdough.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, throw some oil on the bread.
Paired with golden fries and a hand scooped ice cream shake of your choice.
God bless the Rizzler.
And a cup of A1C.
God bless the Rizzler. Thank you to all the people, by the way, who are texting in for the link to the GoFundMe. I appreciate that. And I remind you, if you get a couple of minutes and you can donate something to our friend Crystal's GoFundMe fundraiser for her family in Jamaica, we would appreciate that.
The Rizzler also has a collab with Arizona Iced Tea.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Making money, man.
Sweet. I know it's sweet tea.
It's Arizlerona Iced Tea.
Sweet tea with honey, sugar.
Strike while the iron is hot, man. That Rizzler, the goofy stuff, you know, the this.
Yeah.
Not going to play at 23. Like, cash it in, Riz. Cash it in.
Hey, so our guys, the Costco guys, they kind of fell off, didn't they, Hawk?
I don't know. I don't see them appear very much in my timeline anymore.
And I checked them out the other day, their last couple videos. Tough to see him go out this way.
Really?
Truthfully, tough.
That's it? And the Rizzler's kind of going off doing his own thing?
I think the Rizzler has realized that, you know, The Costco guys are just weighing him down. A lot of extra baggage.
Interesting.
He could just take off on his own.
All right.
Told y'all. I warned y'all about the Costco guy. I warned y'all about the Cavalier twins, whatever their name is.
But there's no warning. I don't think anyone thinks that they're going to last forever. That's why I say strike while the iron's hot. That's why I say NIL is so important to a collegiate athlete who may not go further. Yeah. Like, make your money now. That ain't going to last. It just doesn't last. Hey, the Island Boys. Hey, have you heard from the Island Boys lately?
I'm just trying to make it.
The Island Boys. Yeah. Did you send me that Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Did I send that to you?
I sent that to you. A couple people dressed up as the Island Boys. Pretty good. The problem is the Island Boys went out really bad. Those two are brothers, and they were kissing each other on camera.
Listen, when the money dries up, you got to push the limits. You ever see the movie Less Than Zero? Listen, go see the movie Less Than Zero. Robert Downey Jr. is doing things to fund his coke habit that he did not imagine he would be doing at the beginning of the movie.
Your weather. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC
Island
great
boy.
Again.
Just trying to make it.
I think DBJ did that.
He did do it.
He did.
But they told you, hey, we're just trying to make it. All right, well, make out with each other. Okay. We're trying to make it. I mean, what are you doing? Either you're trying to make it or you're not, Island Boys.
Well, we all trying to make it.
Well, they're just really trying to make it. Yeah.
Kissing in the mouth. I don't know about that.
Creepy.
Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Another guy just trying to make it, Zach Gelb. Just trying to make it. He's a talk show host. He's just trying to make it. Could there be a resurgence? An Island Boys resurgence? It's an earworm. No. We haven't said it. Now we're saying it and kind of like, I want to see what's going on with these guys.
You want the new mixtape?
I want to see what they're doing.
I think they get locked up. I heard one of them got locked
up.
Yeah,
one of them's been locked up. Yeah, one of them's got a baby.
Yeah, check them out on OnlyFans, Hawk. Island
Boys.
All
right. Hey, what's that OnlyFans sign in, Jimmy?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. You go to Funky Buddha tonight in Oakland Park, get a burger, get a free beer. It's a very good deal. Their food is very good. I mean, who doesn't love Funky Buddha? We had such a good time out there last Thursday. I just enjoy that place, like a comfortable place. Really just a great vibe. So Funky Buddha, tonight, get a burger, get a beer. That's very, very good. Thank you to everyone. Since 2 o'clock, I've been talking about Crystal. Speaking of burgers, Tucker Duke's. In Deerfield Beach, they had the Hockman Burger. And since 2 o'clock, I've been mentioning that one of the employees there at Tucker Duke's, Crystal, who's so super nice, she's from Jamaica, and she's having a GoFundMe for her dad, whose house was wrecked in Jamaica. He lives still in Jamaica. And I started mentioning at 2 o'clock, they had, I think she had $40 in the GoFundMe, and they were looking for $750. And I kept saying to the listeners, hey, you know, can you donate something to the GoFundMe if you can? And we're up over $1,000 now. I told her, raise it up to $2,000. Like, let's really do good for your family. I see someone named Alejandro. I don't know if that's you. donated $350. I see the last name. I don't want to put him on blast, but $325, excuse me. Thank you. I know Crowder donated $200. I made a donation, but I can look at the list of people here on the GoFundMe. I mean, just so many people who listen to the show have made even a small donation, and it is so appreciated. So the link to the GoFundMe is on my Twitter account. It's on Solana's Twitter account. It is on Crowder and Jimmy's Twitter accounts as well. So if you can make some time over there and you've got a little money to spare and you want to help out someone who is suffering the effects of Hurricane Melissa, you can do so there. And we appreciate everyone who's already donated, or even if you can just share the tweet, that's appreciated as well. If you don't have a couple bucks to spare, share the tweet. We would appreciate that. So tonight on this radio station, Dan Day is coming up after us, and then Solana and Tommy Tighe will bring you Preheat beginning at 7:45 tonight. And then the game will tip off at 9, I'm guessing. And Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert will have the call. And you will hear Heat and Nuggets tonight on this radio station. And then, finally, the Heat will return home. They'll be here on Friday?
Friday and Saturday
night.
That's
NBA Cup action?
NBA Cup action Friday night against Charlotte, and then they play the Blazers, I think, on Saturday.
That is true. Yeah, it's Charlotte and then Portland.
Yeah,
I was thinking about going to the Charlotte game. I have a friend in town, but we're going to go to see Sting Friday night.
Sting over the NBA Cup?
Sting over the NBA Cup, yes.
Come on, Hawk. That's a correct. Bad decision.
I don't know. I think that's a good decision.
I mean, we're talking about the Cup here, Hawk.
The NBA Cup.
The Cup.
Just call it the Cup.
The Cup.
Just the Cup. All right. Anyway, that's the situation for tonight on the radio station. Tomorrow, I'm off, by the way, but Crowder and Solana and Jimmy will keep you company all day tomorrow. You'll have another chance to win Heat tickets on this show. Time to tell you about my good friends and the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That's Doral Volkswagen. Think Norman Powell goes over the 19.5 again tonight?
I do.
Because I won money with him the other night.
I think the Heat cover against the Nuggets.
Really?
I do.
That I don't feel great about, but Norman Powell over 19.5, I think I might.
It's at 10.5, isn't it?
I think it's 9.5.
9.5.
I mean, they just historically don't play well against the Nuggets.
But I'm telling you, man, this is a different team.
That is true.
You
know what?
It's a different team.
Different style of play. That is true. Maybe I will take the Heat plus the points tonight. It is 9.5. Anyway, that game tips off at 9 o'clock. You will hear it right here. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. And Crowder and Solana and Jimmy will speak with you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.